2 Corinthians chapter 5, and I just realized my glasses are up there, but I think I got most of this here, so if I skip a word or two, bear with me. We get a wonderful promise in verse 17, where he says, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature." Your translation, I believe, might some say creation. "Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new." Now, our lesson this coming Sunday evening, we're going to talk about the mission of the church. And many times we get confused in what we think the mission of the church is. And what we read here in these next few verses is the mission of the church. Right? All those other things can either add to or take away, but this is the mission. Right? It's all about reconciliation. We've been reconciled to God through Christ, and we're joyful in that, being a new creature. So now we make it our goal to help others to be reconciled to Christ. And so let's just read a few verses here, and we'll offer the Lord's invitation. Verse 18, "Now all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ and has given us the ministry of reconciliation." Right, that's this, the Greek word I think is kataia. You know, it's that restored relationship. That is, that God who is in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, and has now committed to us the word of reconciliation. Right, we've been reconciled to him through the word. Now we take that word of reconciliation, we share it with others. "Now then we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were pleading through us, we implore you on behalf and be reconciled to God, for he made him," now here's the price, the cost, "he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him." So that's our mission, right? Every day of the week, not just Sunday, not just Wednesday, every day of the week, that's our mission. If you're here this evening and you have not obeyed the gospel, the Bible says you have not been reconciled to Christ, right? If you have not been clothed with Christ in baptism, you have not been reconciled, right? And if you don't understand that, you want to look at that more, let me know, one of the elders, somebody here, we'll sit down and we'll study that with you and show you from the Word of God. That's what it says. So if you haven't done that, please do that this evening. Or if you've fallen away, went back into a lifestyle of sin, you also, understand this, you also can be reconciled once again to God. So if you have any spiritual needs, let somebody know, please, as we stand and sing.